When a child sees someone in a military uniform, you might be surprised at what they want to know first. That was the case for former Army Officer Erin Morris. She took kids' questions and turned them into a book for children. KUNC's Michael DeJuana has more on this veteran-turned author.
2-year-old Sebastian Morris Stearns is nestled between his mom and dad on the couple's living room couch in Arvada.
Do you know what he is?
Yeah.
He's a soldier.
Sebastian is asking his dad, Travis Stearns, and his mom, Erin Morris, about the pictures he's looking at in one of his books. It's called Who is Sam the Soldier?
A plane.
Kind of helicopter.
Helicopter.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Yeah. Helicopter.
And his mom, who also works as a lawyer, is the author.
Yeah, apparently a writer.
Morris and Stearns are recently discharged from the Army. She was an officer in the Judge Advocate General Corps, or JAG. He was an artillery warrant officer and now a stay-home dad.
Just the year that we've been out, I couldn't even imagine how busy I'd be. Because I thought that I'd have plenty of time to do things. He's all my day.
Both were deployed to Afghanistan at the same time, but on different bases. And as hard as that was, civilian life hasn't been easy either.
I didn't realize it was going to be so difficult and such a transition.
The toughest part, she says, is seeing Americans so divided about so many things like politics.
It is drastic for us because we have been around so many people and we have our own views about different things, but we work with all these other people that have different views than us, and we're not used to being separated by our views.
There's a name for this kind of thing, the civilian-military divide. It's where the majority of Americans who don't serve in the military are unaware of the sacrifices of those who do, as well as the fringe benefits, like working alongside a diverse group of people.
It's a huge issue in a democracy, is the degree to which the society is connected to its military. For a variety of reasons.
Experts like Janine Davidson are studying how an ethos of service to country can help bridge the divide.
The primary reason being you don't want to separate the people from the decisions to use force and, you know, what's happening abroad.
Davidson is a former Undersecretary of the Navy and current president of Metropolitan State University of Denver. She also serves on the National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service, which is looking for ways to narrow the divide.
A large percentage of people that are in the military are sons and daughters or grandsons and granddaughters of people that have served.
But the percentage of Americans with any military experience has been declining since the Vietnam War. Yet while fewer are serving, the military is getting more racially and ethnically diverse, and more women are enlisting than ever before. Erin Morris celebrates all of that in her book.
When the 8-year-olds look at me and go, wait, you were a soldier? When I realized they didn't see that, they didn't see themselves. And so I wanted to explain to them, like, no, there are so many of us out there. We look like normal people, but really we're soldiers, or really we're veterans as well.
She learned that during a show and tell in her sister's classroom in North Carolina. And the kids weren't asking about guns and tanks.
They wanted to know, what did you do every day? Where did you eat? Where did you sleep?
Which the book answers. The main character is Sam, an ordinary private and a mechanic. He wears his uniform and guides kids through a typical day in the life of a soldier. As she reads to her son, Sebastian, he's immersed in learning.
This is Sam Smith. He is a soldier in the United States Army. See, that's Sam.
Sam.
Yeah? Here, look at this one. What is the Army? The United States Army is the oldest and largest branch in the armed forces. The Army is made up of soldiers from all over the world with different genders, religions, ethnicities, and races. The Army is very diverse.
Sam the soldier can be seen exercising, eating breakfast, working, hanging out with his friends, and ready to fight for his country as a last resort, but also helping during a natural disaster and cooperating with others to keep people safe. Above all, serving his country.
No more.
Oh, there's no more. It's over now.
Michael DeJuana, KUNC.